there's news today from the New York Post. They are spreading a rumor that Amazon might be creating a new Spotify killer. The Post says the streaming music service would be a step up from Amazon Prime, which we can all agree doesn't have everything that we want. And the service will be cheaper if you already have an Echo. These, are, of course, are just rumors, but Business Insider points out that in the earnings call today, Apple did say that Amazon Prime Music was gaining momentum. So what do we think about this?
I think it makes sense to kind of their broader content play, right? Like, they've obviously been doing a ton with video, and they're doing well there. You know, they've made more acquisitions at Sundance than Netflix did. And you know, they've got, you know, one Golden Globes for Mozart and The Jungle. And, you know, Transparent has won Emmy Awards. And so they've been doing well on their original content strategy for video. I think music, you know, obviously everybody cares about music. Even if the music industry is kind of faltering a little bit, it still matters a lot. I think getting into that streaming space more definitively than what they are now would work. And they might be able to subsidize. I have a feeling they probably have to pay the same rates that the other services are paying. But, you know, if they can subsidize some of that subscription cost, if you are a Prime subscriber, that might be an additional incentive to get people to spend that $100 a year.
Yeah, it seems like part of that subsidy is actually, like you said, coming from the Echo of all things.
Yeah,
I see a future, by the way, around Echo. I think I realized this a couple of days ago, talking with Father Robert, where the Echo becomes Amazon's like platform Google Now for phones and all this kind of stuff. You can kind of see it moving in that direction.
You can, which I think would be really smart. And I think that would be the thing that would maybe get some of their apps other than their shopping app and their other things onto phones. I mean, I obviously use the Amazon, you know, video and music apps on my iPhone and my iPad, but it's hard to kind of get full into their other parts of their cloud ecosystem and their service. But I think if you have the Echo integration, especially with the voice control stuff, that might be one of those things that could really convince people, especially Android users, to go through the requisite steps of downloading their apps, you know, since you can't get them through Google Play, and really kind of build, like you said, their own kind of ecosystem around it. I think if they open up APIs on the Echo, you know, and really let developers get in more than what they can now, that's a huge opportunity. And I think that people would flock to it because it is one of those really unique devices that can do a lot of stuff and can be hacked to do some interesting things. And I think with a little more openness there, they could get the sort of developer support that they haven't actually found on their mobile platform so far.
Totally.